Today is the 6th of November. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful day. So the weekend was hectic for me, hence the reason why I sound very husky. So I've lost my voice again. Well, not lost my voice again, it just hasn't fully recovered. But I wanted to use this opportunity to say Happy New Month. Welcome to the month of November. And if you were born in the month of November, whether your birthday has been in the past 6 days or whether it's coming up or your birthday is today, happy, happy birthday. I pray that God continues to walk with you and surrounds you with his love and his comfort and his peace and his joy. Have an amazing day, year and month. So with all that said, we're going to continue in the line of worship and we are going to pick up from where we left off yesterday. And our verse of the day comes from Hebrews 13, verse 6, and it says this. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Almighty God, our Father, our helper, we place our trust in you. As the Alpha and the Omega, we trust you for all of our tomorrows and place our trust and dependencies in your today. This we pray in your precious name. Amen and amen. So once again, if you are new here on Heart of Worship, welcome to the family. Heart of Worship is based on the scripture Isaiah 66 verse 18, where it talks about, you know, that God knows our plans and a time is coming when all nations and all tongues will get together and see his glory. That is my desire for Heart of Worship, that we begin to cultivate a culture of worship in this country or around the world, that worship will not be a strange thing but will be a lifestyle and will be a thing that you wake up in the morning and what the first thing that comes to your head is, I've got to worship God. That is what I want for us, and not just in song, but I also want us to worship him with our bodies and worship him with our minds and worship him with our acts and our actions and worship him with our thoughts, with our heart. Worship is more than music. And so this week we are focused on the consistency of God. We serve a God who doesn't change his mind. We serve a God who does not lie. We serve a God whose yes is yes and no is no. So I want you to begin to worship that God. I want you to begin to worship the God of consistency. He's not like us where we pick and choose who we like. We pick and choose who we love. There are some people we dislike. There are some people we don't even want to be near. God loves us all the same. And you know how our parents may have a favorite child? God loves us equally. Every single one of us are his favorites. That is the God that we serve, and that is the God that deserves our adoration. That is the God that deserves our reverence. That is the God that deserves our hearts and our minds and our souls. The name of Jesus, the name above all names. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. 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 Jesus. I adore you, Lord. I honor you right now for who you are, God. Yeah. Anyatara bashikete yebushanda yabase. Mikete yebushanda rabase kete yeye shanda yabase kete. Brakataya base debushakataya base. Father God, I join in with the people listening right now, and we just worship you. We worship you. We join in with your angels. Join in with your angels. And we give you the highest praise. We give you the highest praise. We give you the highest praise. We sing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is and is to come. There is no other place that we would rather be than here in your presence, oh God. Than here in your presence, oh God. Than here in your presence, oh God. 1 Samuel 15:29 says, also the glory of Israel will not lie or change his mind, for he is not a man that he should change his mind.
Your love surrounds us. You're the reason we came to encounter your love. Encounter your love, your love, your love continually surrounds us all.
Of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart from generation to generation. Psalms 33, verse 11.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Oh, Spirit of God, Spirit of God. Spirit of God, we need you now, we need you now, we need you now. Take over our lives, oh God. Take over our lives, oh God. Take over our lives, oh God. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he not said and he will not do it? Or has he spoken and he will not make it good? Numbers 23 verse 19. Who is that for? That God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said and will not do it? Or has he spoken and will not make it good. He's asking us a question. Has he said it? Has he said it? So who has told you that he will not do it? Has he not spoken? Has he not spoken over you? Also, the glory of Israel will not lie or change his mind, for he is not a man that he should change his mind. 1 Samuel 15:29. Who needs that reminder today? Who needs that reminder? Who needs that reminder that the God of Israel is not a man that he should lie, nor shall he change his mind? And so, Father, our prayer this week is we thank you for the works of your hands, and because you never stop blessing us, God, we know that we are weak and we don't have the power of our own to be consistent in serving you, in doing well to others, because challenges will come that may want to derail us or make us lack consistency. So we ask you to help us to be consistent, Lord, in doing good continually, in serving you continually. There is always a blessing attached. We want to be blessed by you, Lord, so help us to serve you consistently. This is our prayer this week. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. Amen and amen and amen. So if you are new here on Heart of Worship, welcome to the family. Why don't you go ahead and send me a message? I'm on Instagram, Facebook and Twitter. So if you go to Facebook, JC May Music, or if you want to contact me via Instagram at JC May, Twitter at JC May Music, go ahead and just let me know that you are listening in for the first time. I would love to connect with you. But the biggest thing that is happening here, and this is all you're going to hear me talk about, is our first worship service, which is taking place on the 1st of February 2019. I want you guys to go to my link in my bio on Instagram and go get your tickets. I am so excited about what God is doing. I'm so excited about what God is going to do. That worship service is going to be the worship service of all worship service, because God is just going to pour out his heart to us on that day. And I know that God is just going to open our eyes to a few things that we never knew. And he's going to show us a new dimension and a new revelation of who he is. And so I want everybody to be a part of that. I want everybody to make themselves available. And I want to see you there on the 1st of February. Tickets are currently £20, and that's only till the 18th of November. After that, they go to full price, which is £25. And so go and get your tickets while you can and while they last at £30. But with all that said, family, my prayer for you is this: may flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue, and may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Family, I will definitely see you tomorrow. Until then, stay blessed and take care. Bye.